It's beauty.
And the trail, bringing you the ignorant.
And the real. Hello there.
Yep.
And welcome to our podcast, Beauty and the Trail.
You sound like the lady on the, The Purge. Was everything shutting down?
Where we help you with your life problems. Fight!
That's good, y'all.
We ignorant on this show. And we don't help you at all.
At all.
But we do put in that 2 cents.
What's good?
What's popping?
Season 2, episode 4?
Mm-hmm.
Rolling.
All of that. I'm glad y'all keep a count because I stopped counting after 1.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We got more than your favorite. We just got more shows than your than all these other guys. Know that.
Shade. Man.
Every week.
Every single week.
Every week.
On the neck. On the neck. All right. So let's get to this KSA, okay?
What's up?
If the love ain't stalkerish, I don't want it.
Uh-oh.
If the love ain't stalkerish, I don't want it, okay?
Young Thug stalkerish, bitch, I'll kill you on Twitter stalkerish?
Perhaps. Depends on the mood.
Anyway, go ahead.
We just broke up 2 hours ago. Why do I only have 2 missed calls from you? Okay. I should have at least 20 missed calls from you in 2 hours. Better yet, you should be in my bushes, okay? So my joint lives all the way in Richmond. People know that. So, you know, by the time I hang up the phone with you, you should be off the phone in your car.
64.
On 64, planting yourself in my bushes, okay? I even gave you an extra 30 minutes because it takes 1.5 hours to get there. I went outside to check to see if you was in any of my bushes and you weren't there. That's not love. You say you love me? That ain't love, okay?
Oh, shit.
All right. I need you quoting my tweets. Like, I don't know, some Langston Hughes poetry, okay? I need you spitting that back to me like, you know, Maya Angelou poetry or something. I need you spitting my tweets back to me the time I posted it, the day I posted it from 2 years ago. I need you spitting that back at me and using it against me like biblical verses, all right? That's what I need you doing. I need you on my page day and night remembering the tweets that I said years and years ago. Okay, I need you stalking me like that. If I'm not answering my phone because I'm mad at you and you know I'm out with my friends and you see me on Snapchat, don't give up.
Pull up and embarrass you? What you want?
You know what? That sounds sexy. But before then, call my friends. You know them. And I need you to call all of them. If one don't answer, call the next. If that one don't answer, call my whole entire circle, even the ones that's not even out with me. I need you blowing up everybody. Call my mama. Do you really love me? You ain't called my mama. Why? Exactly. You don't love me. And then why not? Pull up. All right? Yeah. Just like Chris Brown had his foot on the curb. You know what I mean?
That was hilarious.
2 hands together. Like, what's up? Like, you really leaving me? I need you to force your way in my van. Just like he did. You love me, right?
Oh, shit.
Show me you love me. All right? Where's the tracking device on my car? Where is it? No. You what? No, nigga. You don't love me. Because why don't you know where I am right now? Okay, I need you to tell me the coordinates of where I am. 38 degrees longitude, 42 degrees latitude in Chesapeake, Virginia. Love me, baby. That's all I ask, okay?
Oh, shit.
All right, so that's my KSA today. If the love ain't stalkerish, I don't even want it. Jokes. Or are they? All right? Word. Eli is here with the bumper dump. He's doing such a good job.
Yeah, he brings heat every week.
Yeah, man. I'm so freaking weak. Here he is. Hey, Eli.
What's good?
Who that, who that, who that on your Insta? Invited to my crib. We getting nasty. That's my part right there. What's up, what's up, y'all? It's your boy, Westside Eli, checking in with your Beauty and the Trill bumper dump for the week. Let's get right to it, man. We got Ty Dolla dropping his Beach House 3 mixtape on the 27th. He's got a couple singles out that we can hear on that joint. He's got some recognizable samples on there too with some big features. He's got YG, he's got Damian Marley, and we even got a quality verse from Lil Wayne, man. So I'm excited to hear this joint. I think it's gonna be a bump. I'm giving it a preemptive bump for the whole album. T Grizzly, he's got a new single called Win. And if you heard his mixtape My Moment and you bang with the gritty aggressiveness of that joint, then this song will be a bump for you like it is for me, man. This joint, his flow just make me want to fight. I love it. Big Crit he's released the title of his album, and you can see the track list now. The album is entitled Forever Is a Mighty Long Time. That's actually a play on one of his songs from another tape. And that drops on the 27th. I cannot wait. It's going to be a double album, and I'm usually annoyed by long albums. But if nothing else, I know Crip going to bring the fire on the production, man. I'm not really worried about it being a flop, man. I mean, this is definitely a preemptive bump for me. You can judge me if you want to. But he's released the second single from it. It's called Keep the Devil Off, and it is fire. Yo, his delivery, he just float over the beat, man. The beat feels like you in a Southern Baptist church, like you sitting in the second pew, and the choir just going off, and it's hot, and everybody got the fans with the funeral home on it. Them joints. Yeah, so if you can't tell by now, this song is a bump for me. The album is a bump. Let's call it that early. So let me hip you to a couple artists that you may not have heard of, or you may have slept on. And if you've been woke, you already know what to expect from these guys. Both of these artists make perfect sexy time music. Light the candles, pull out that massage oil, push play. Alina Baraz. So she's dropped two singles recently, one entitled Lavender, the other entitled Lavender and Velvet, the other's entitled Buzzin'. So both of these songs are super smooth, man. They smoother than a Detroit pimp with a fresh perm, with the pinky nail and the rings. That smooth. So her previous album is entitled Urban Flora, and that joint dropped a couple years ago, but I still bump that joint regularly, man. It's super smooth. So check that out. Also, Division. It's stylized as DVSN. So if you've been saying, I don't know what you probably were saying. I don't know what I was saying when I first heard their name either, but it's actually pronounced Division. And they're actually a group. It's not just one dude. There's a producer and there's a singer. And they've got a new album coming out on the 14th. It's entitled Morning After. So they released a couple songs so far from it. And the newest one is entitled POV. You'll notice that the Maxwell sample on that joint like right away. So far, so good. In the first four tracks, they got a joint in there called Think About Me, and that is my jam. Like, that joint bumps in the whip. Play that. It passes the whip test. So, yeah, that first title, that first project was titled September 5th, and that dropped last year. And I'm 110% sure that there were some babies conceived to that album. So, yeah, hurry up and familiarize yourself with both of these guys. If you've been under a rock for the last year and a half, come on from up under that rock. Get into some of this good music, man. So, yeah, that's the bumper dump for the week. Holla at your boy Westside Eli on Twitter, or you can search the whole name, underscore get money. You want to argue? I argue about the music with you, man. Or if you got something you want to recommend me listen to, I give my unbiased opinion on it. I got you. Just hit me with the app, man. So, yeah, until next week, I'll holla at you.
All right, so go check out all that music if you haven't. Especially the music that is smoother than the pimp with the pinky nail.
Yeah, I know I got some shit to catch up to.
Yeah, man. I don't think I can ever catch up to as much music as Eli.
Right? Damn.
Reviews. Like, I would have to shut myself in my room for 5 weeks.
Right.
Yeah. Real life facts. Okay. No shade. Let's get to the no shade. It's pretty quiet this go around. So, Nelly, I don't have the story in front of me. So do not take everything I'm saying with a grain of salt. Nelly was accused of a sexual assault on his tour bus over the weekend. But he has since been released from jail and there has been no charge. Okay, so I don't know. The girl is now coming forward and saying that she is being threatened with criminal activity or something like that for making those allegations. So I hope the truth comes out because I don't know what it is.
Yeah, I don't think Nelly did that shit.
Why not?
I just don't feel like. And then like, the way his lawyer was so adamant about that shit.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, no, I don't think he did that. It's Nelly we talking about here. Nelly.
It could be a case, and I'm not discrediting the victim, quote unquote victim.
I am.
Oh God.
Discrediting her. Mm. They gotta stop this shit.
It could be a case of she's mad about something. You know there are spiteful women out there.
Yeah, she wanted to cuddle. He was like, "No, get the fuck off the bus. I just caught the neck. You're out of here."
Probably so.
And he did it to the wrong one.
Yeah,
you gotta blame both parties because sometimes like niggas, you can't be doing this shit all. Like you can run across the wrong shorty and she's gonna do some crazy shit. But like I said, I don't know what happened. I just hope that his name is cleared.
Right, his fiance Chantel Jackson. I think her name is that Chantel Jackson. She posted a picture of him and her, and so clearly she's still riding for her man. I just need to know, why was there a woman on your tour bus?
Right.
Right.
I forgot he's still with Miss Jackson.
It shouldn't be no.
He probably kicking at her like nothing happened at all type shit.
Then why the? Yeah. See, this is why I date regular men, because I'm too crazy for like the fame. Okay, so that's that. Terry Crews. You know Terry Crews, bald-headed guy. He played the father on Everybody Hates Chris, along with the funny guy on White Chicks. Anyway, he's coming forward, and he reveals he was also sexually victimized by a powerful Hollywood player. Okay, so it's been women that's been coming forward saying that they have been victims of sexual foul play from Harvey Weinstein. But Terry Crews, Harvey Weinstein or Weinstein or whatever how you say his name, is a Hollywood exec. Terry Crews actually took to Twitter to say that that sexual encounter or violation on him has kind of caused his PTSD, post-traumatic stress disorder. His tweets say, quote, "This whole thing with Harvey Weinstein is giving me PTSD. Why? Because this kind of thing happened to me. My wife and I were at a Hollywood function last year, and a high-level Hollywood executive came over to me and groped my privates. Jumping back, I said, 'What are you doing?' My wife saw everything, and we looked at him like he was crazy. He just grinned like a jerk. I was going to kick his A right there, but I thought twice about how the whole thing would appear. 240-pound black man stomps out Hollywood honcho would be the headline the next day."
You got to be a crazy motherfucker to come up to Terry Crews on some gay shit.
End quote.
That's crazy.
Yeah, Terry Crews
is a big ass nigga.
He went forward to say some more stuff on Twitter, but yeah, that's.
Is he saying Harvey was the one who did it, or another guy did it?
No, he's saying Harvey. Wow. He didn't say Harvey,
but that's what you okay.
You can put two and two together. So
wow,
yeah, that's crazy. Wild. How you just gonna come up and just grab somebody's dick? Like, what is that about? What are you on? What is
that's
this?
Wild? He's like, a wild dude.
He doesn't value life. Because if y'all scared of black men like y'all claim y'all are, then you would have been afraid.
That's crazy.
Of getting punched in the face. So
I feel like that's some like some slave mentality shit. I feel like old slave owners probably used to
absolutely
be on some shit like that.
No, but for real, and I'm not gonna stay on this, but yeah, that used to be a thing where you know, gay slave owners used to rape their male slaves. They used to make the male slaves have sex with each other for their enjoyment and things of that nature.
Wow.
I forgot the word for that, but I'm gonna come back with my science next week. Okay, so late story, but I'm sure you guys already know. I saw this meme that said, "And the winner of the For the Dick Challenge goes to Janae Ago." She got Big Sean's whole face and neck and top of the shirt tattooed on the back of her arm. Okay, the tattoo looks actually pretty good.
It does look exactly like Sean. Looks just like that nigga.
I wonder how much she paid for that, honestly and truly. So I don't know. She has said a couple times that they are really close friends, like almost best friends. I think she did say that they were best friends. So maybe if it doesn't work out, you know, his face could still symbolize their friendship. I don't know, girl, but hope it works out. I mind my business. So Instagram comedian Fatboy SSE. I never knew how to say that nickname. Yeah. He was arrested earlier this morning for driving without a valid license. And his bond was $500. So he was out fairly quickly. And he posted a video that said, they don't want to see a young black man doing good. Let me just pull it up so y'all can hear it. But y'all can definitely check that out on the Shade Room. Hold on for a second. Because, you know, I want sound bites. I want this thing to sound real. Where he at?
"Man, they just hating on a young black guy because I was driving a red Ferrari with no license. I understand that I was driving it with no license, but listen, y'all just hating on a young black man. I ain't doing nothing wrong but hopping in the Maybach and living my life. That's it."
And then he proceeds to hop in a rented Maybach. Say, I don't know if it's rented or not, but but yeah.
So he's upset because he got pulled over.
I mean, why is you upset?
He was clearly in the wrong.
Right? Did he get clearly in the wrong?
Like, were they aggressive with him or some shit like that?
No. That he was just arrested. You didn't have a license, my nigga. Like, you need a license to drive. Like, this is the type of stuff that makes our causes seem void when they are serious. Like, for instance, moving forward to our next story, Jemele Hill was suspended for speaking her truth and speaking her opinion.
Yes, we can get her out of here, too. I feel like they just going mm-hmm. every little thing she do.
Every little thing. Jerry Jones earlier this week came out and said that if any of his Cowboys kneel during the anthem, they're out of here. And then also now the NFL commissioner or owner or whatever came forth this morning, today, this afternoon, and said the same thing. Any player who kneels is out of here. Let me tell you something. I don't know if niggas know, but 70% of the NFL are black players. So let me tell you something. If everybody chooses to protest, everybody as in every single black player chooses to protest against this, it won't be no league. That is your moneymaker. And I remember a couple years ago, not even a couple years ago, but like the quote unquote woke niggas always used to say like the NFL and the NBA is kind of like slave trades whole time. And a lot of fans and stuff was like, no, y'all reaching. If this right here is not an example of how white people or the NFL commissioner, the NBA commissioner, if those, how they see black players as property, then I don't know what does. You can get out here and play football and put your health at risk and all that stuff like that, make us lots of money. But when you stand for a cause respectfully, because they're not doing nothing but kneeling, they really could be out there acting a whole fool.
Exactly. And kneeling not even, that's why I want to get on. Kneeling ain't really a sign of, kneeling is not, when is kneeling been a sign not of disrespect?
Not
like,
even. Not even.
Just kneel to pray and shit. Like, what the
kneeling,
fuck
you talking about? My nigga, like what? Like what in the world? So y'all really showing yourselves right now. So I will encourage, just like Jemele Hill, go ahead, sister. Congrats to you. They're really going to make you bigger than, like, what they're trying to do is going to backfire and make you so much more bigger. Because
Trump tweeted her name today, so he mm-hmm. already.
Exactly.
You can make her a house. She can be a household name.
Giving her more of a voice, giving her more of a platform. These white people can give us the position, but when we use that position to speak about our own oppression and our own suppression, then it's an issue because white people don't like to be uncomfortable. Which makes me very sad because we've been uncomfortable in chains since like the beginning of time.
Getting worse, seen like.
Mm-hmm. I'm gonna correct myself. I said since the beginning of time, since the beginning of this country, because we used to be kings and queens. Okay, so I don't know. I don't even know what to do but feel helpless like we've been doing for years. Okay, so that's been No Shade. Yeah, man. Moving on to who's hiring. Do you know anybody? You looking for dinner?
Pizza. Who's
delivering?
the Norfolk Naval Shipyard hiring fair is on Saturday from 10 to 2 at TCC. They're hiring for a lot of positions. Like I said, supposed to be, like I said in previous weeks, supposed to be over 2,000 people there.
Okay.
And let me see. Oh, yeah, here we go. Yeah, and that's why Career Fair opens to the public 10 to 4. All experience levels are welcome. Come with a resume. Be prepared to interview on the spot. Have copies of college transcripts if you have them. You can meet with the department reps over there to get questions answered. You'll meet with human resources to discuss the application process. And job offers will be made on the spot to eligible participants. That is October 14th. 10 to 2, Tidewater Community College, the Portsmouth Campus, Student Center Building E, 120 Campus Drive. And I was told, like I said, I know some people who are organizing that event are going to be a part of it. They said get there early. So 10 to 2, if you're going to go, obviously probably get at 8:30, 9 o'clock, be ready to, like I said, to get in there. And like I said, they're looking to hire people. So that's what I have for you for the jobs.
Dang. Word. The moves. Ain't no moves that we care about.
Yeah.
But shout out to everybody who came out to 808s and Crab Cakes.
Great event. Great talent. There was a lot of talent in the building. A
lot of talent. It wouldn't be a great art show if it wasn't a lot of artists there with great talent. So I'm glad people came out. I'm glad people really liked it. I'm tired. I want to just say that I do apologize for those who wasn't able to get their crab cakes. I was under the impression because Janae Sweet Lounge provided the meal. I was under the impression that you guys were going to have more than enough to eat. Had I known that whoever was in charge of the food was going to portion it out to exactly however 60 people, in which I told her on Thursday, then I probably would have had somebody at that table giving out the food instead of just having it as an open buffet, because people was, you know, being selfish. They piled on 5-6 crab cakes to themselves instead of two.
Oh, so they put them out there, and then when they was gone, they
exactly. Was, okay. But had I known that, I would have had one of my team members out there serving y'all the food. But I don't think that was the sole issue. The issue was it wasn't enough food, in my opinion. So if you had your mouth set on crab cakes and that's the only reason why you came, I do apologize, and I'm woman enough to say that. But you did get in for $10, no shade, or $15, and you got a $15, $10 experience if you didn't get a crab cake still.
Yeah, I blame myself. I didn't get a crab cake, but, you know, I was a nigga.
Let me tell you something. The people who wanted crab cakes, they was there at 3 o'clock on the dot, ready, looking, standing in line with their plate. And word. The food wasn't even done. So, yeah, that's what's up. Be on the lookout for more Kilo events this fall. Also, we're going to start a... Canned food drive. Okay, we want to feed hungry people.
Yeah.
Yeah, we do.
We doing stuff out here.
Yeah, we people. Are. Yeah, we really are. Okay, maybe next year we can hand out turkeys like the drug dealers of in the 80s.
Word.
Mm-hmm. But for now, we're just going to take some canned food.
For now.
Canned foods. We'll give you more information about that. But set your calendars for November 17th, okay? All right. Let's get to the topic of the day. Why cheat, man? Let me tell you something. So, I haven't been cheated on, to my knowledge, in a long time. But when I did get cheated on, it was my first real adult relationship. And it really hurt. It really hurt because Kilo is a dark brown black girl. Okay, I'm a black woman, and the dude who was cheating on me with women who looked nothing like me. I'm not saying that women who look like me would kind of make me feel a little bit better, but it wouldn't have hurt as much if you was cheating on your type. So basically,
what was she cheating on you with?
Light skin, exotic looking joints, you know, that look nothing like me. Like either, so I'm so
that
looking
like mate. They're like. What's the word I'm looking for? That, like, hurt your,
My self-esteem.
Self-esteem,
and
yeah,
we
yeah.
can get more into that a little bit later, but absolutely. Absolutely. So, you know, cheating is no fun. Cheating is no fun. And niggas don't even know that. I'm not going to be hurt on this program because I'm not even hurt no more, but I do want to talk for the hurt women because y'all dumb. Why do niggas cheat? You've said it time and time again, but why? Why do niggas cheat?
New pussy.
What else? Because that can't be the only reason.
That's pretty much the main reason why niggas cheat.
New pussy.
That's pretty much the only... That's the main reason why.
Have you ever cheated? You only been in one relationship, though.
Yeah. Kind of, sort of, yeah.
What's that? What does kind of, sort of mean?
When I did my dirt, we was kind of, sort of on a break, but I guess it was kind of looked at as cheating, but I never really, like, fucked another chick while I was with a girl.
Did you have sex with another chick when you was on that break?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I guess you want to call that cheating.
What was the duration between y'all declaring y'all was on a break and you getting into a whole nother new vagina?
Why is that relevant?
2 minutes. I knew it.
Why are we talking
same
about,
day?
About time.
Wow. Because my nigga, like, are you really hurt? Use this time to dwell on what you did.
But to dwell this dick.
Wow.
Oh,
wow.
Do I lie?
Interesting. What else? I mean, so that's the only reason, because niggas want new pussy.
I feel like that, like, because, you know, 9 times out of 10, I'm saying 8 times out of 10, and they get in a relationship, there's still some pussy on the table, you know, that he's leaving. He's leaving the game.
Absolutely.
It's like retiring in your prime as mm-hmm. an athlete, and it's like, damn, but I can still go back in the game and get these niggas 30 if I fucking wanted to.
Right.
Like, I'm not.
So why is you here, my nigga? Like, that's what I want to know. Why do niggas, I guess it's just human nature to be selfish like that. To have your
men are, I feel like men are, men are selfish. I feel like society really tell. I mean, being single and just fucking women. I mean, you can say that, you know, if you want to do that, go ahead. But that's not really, like, if you're a family-oriented person, right. That's not really looked at like to be some shit that you can do. Like I said, you can do it. But that's not really something that you, oh, I'm single, I'm just out here fucking bitches. Like, nobody really looking at you like, oh, good job. Like I said, women always be like, yeah, you know, if you want to go fuck, just go out and fuck bitches, go ahead and do that. But like I said, you know, you can, like I said, you can do that, but it's not really something that's just like, oh, you married, you got killed? No, I'm just single, smashing hoes. Like, that's not really something that is really looked at as like a positive thing. So I think, well, society, you know, you look around, you know, kind of, I'm not going to say forces you to get in a relationship because nobody can make you do anything, but I think, you know, it's kind of stirring us in that direction. Hey, settle down, you know, be with a woman, start a family or what have you. And I feel like for a lot of niggas, that's just really, it's just really not in them. And sometimes it's not in them when they early. Sometimes, I mean,
what's
for,
not in them?
Like, just being faithful? Yeah, just be with one shorty and just be faithful. Like, I feel like for some guys, it ain't in them, especially at a young age. And I feel like for some, because older men cheat too. So I feel like for some niggas, it just ain't in them to do at all, period.
Do you think once a cheater, always a cheater?
No. I feel like, because I feel like myself, in my next relationship, I'm just telling myself that I'm not going to cheat. Because I see what it does to people, and that shit just really ain't, that shit just really not cool. This on some G shit.
So like, your next relationship, you are willing to be with one vagina for the rest of your life?
And I mean, I'm not saying that, I mean, if we break up, we break up. I'm not saying that my next relationship gonna be my last one or some shit, but for the duration of however long we're together.
Okay, so if that's forever, then you're in the long haul.
See, now you say like
that. I mean, we just,
I gotta break shit down.
And that's the reason why niggas don't think. They don't think. So you hound down this girl that you claim. Let me tell you something. For an example, Booby, ex-Cavalier player. Daniel Booby Gibson. It was a BET special on, it's kind of like a mini docuseries. That followed him and Keisha Cole's getting ready for marriage and then their wedding day. Now, you know, for reality shows, people sit down in confessionals with a little background and then they talking about blah, blah, blah. So Booby, I specifically remember Booby saying, Keisha Cole was my dream girl. He said that he had talked to people in the game. Like he used to talk to his friends about how Keisha Cole was. So, and this is Keisha Cole when she had a gap. So he was really into Keisha Cole. No shade against gaps. I love gaps on certain people. But anyway. He was saying how Keisha Cole was his dream girl. She was this, she was that. It's his dream to marry Keisha Cole. You know why they divorced? Because Booby cheated on Keisha, his dream girl. He cheated on her multiple times. Like, how, why, niggas?
Because once niggas, it's like, once niggas get their dream girl, it's just like, all right, I got her. So what's next? Niggas just have like a hunter mentality. Like, a hunter, he doesn't go out, shoot one deer, come in the house, and he never hunts again. He goes out, shoots that deer. It might have been a deer he'd been stalking for a while. Like, damn, I ain't got it today. I got it today, though. He brings it in. He cooks it up. He put the head on the little thing and shit. All right, well, tomorrow or next day, next weekend, I'm going out and get me another one.
So do you think that women should be okay with men cheating?
No.
Because it sounds like low-key, if you take a look to the left and to the right, celebs cheating all the time. You see Young Thug doing it. Kevin Hart just did it. Him and his wife, his stupid wife, posed up at the baby shower like everything is all good. He cheated on his first wife with his current wife.
Yeah.
I mean, you just see cheating all out here.
My thing is, if y'all don't have an understanding, like, I'm going to be out here doing my thing, then yes, cheating is wrong because you're telling somebody, I'm going to be faithful, I'm going to be this, I'm going to be that, and then you're not doing it.
You lied.
Just on some G shit.
Mm-hmm.
You're, you know, you lied.
Right. And you betrayed trust.
Absolutely.
So what do you think women should do?
You got to find a nigga that ain't going
to
cheat.
Here's the thing. And then I don't want it to be only like men cheat. Because women cheat too.
And that was, I mean, we was going to get on them too.
Okay. So let's get on them before we get to the solutions. Okay. Women do cheat. They do cheat.
And women, I think women cheat better.
Oh, hold on. Let's get to the definition of cheating.
Okay.
Some people just think cheating is sleeping with somebody else. Me, cheating, in my definition, is anything that you wouldn't do in front of me. Anything that you wouldn't do in front of me. Anything you think that I'm going to...
What if you're just fucking crazy as hell?
I might be, but so, you knew that.
No, we're not going to say anything you can do in front of you. Because you're crazy. And you wouldn't allow me to do anything.
I don't want you flirting with anybody.
What's flirting? Flirting is subjective.
It could be. You should know.
No, get out of here.
You trying to make me sound crazy. You should know what is appropriate and what is inappropriate.
I don't know, because I don't know your head.
Okay.
I had some chicks like you.
So another
one
definition.
Day, I might flirt in the next day. You might. No, you're crazy. I don't know. You're unstable.
Leave me alone. Another definition could be anything that you don't want me to do to you. That's a great definition. Do you want me texting niggas? Do you want me texting niggas vagina pics and titty pics?
Ooh.
Exactly. Don't send nobody else no dick prints. Do you, or dick pics. Do you want me texting somebody about how, you know, I don't know, just texting niggas cutesy stuff? Then I don't want you texting nobody else that. Do you want me smiling in a nigga face?
Lick your teeth.
Exactly. Exactly. So use that same standard. That's what I think cheating is. Use that same standard. Okay? Now, let's get to these women's.
Yeah. Because bitches ain't shit either.
I would agree.
They cheat. Mm-hmm. Like I said, they're better at it. Because niggas are really...
Why is that like a stereotype? Like women are better at cheating?
I feel like because like if you like a guy like myself... Not really. I mean, I'm crazy, but I'm not, you know, I'm not really going on your page. I'm not really going out looking for shit. Mm. So if you were a nigga who really ain't looking for shit, you probably can cheat on him and he might not never catch that shit. Like, women are natural, you know, I'm not going to say y'all are prowers, you know, y'all look, go looking for shit. So y'all can probably piece some shit together. Like, a nigga might not, I mean, unless something triggers you to go and look. Like, I know, like, niggas give me, you can be having a good day. You can be having a good week, good month, whatever. Your girl still going to be like, things are a little bit too good. Let me go see what the fuck going on. Like, if for me, if shit going on, if shit is cool, I'm not really going to look out for nothing. Like I said, unless something, I just happen to peep something that just causes me to go and search. But yeah, women are better cheaters. They're better, you know, they're better liars. And then they're better with their words and shit. When you actually might be thinking something, they can be like, oh, babe, that's... You know, so they're craftier.
Mm.
And that's why that shit, that's why niggas be fucking livid.
More clever.
When they fucking found out.
But so, yeah. Men cheat because new pussy. Women cheat because what? What do you think?
I feel like women cheat because a lot of times it's because of something that you, either she's trying to get back at you, it's something that you're not doing, or she's a whore. Like, in a scenario like, oh, if a nigga doing everything he's supposed to do and you cheat, you just a whore.
Okay, so I'm glad you brought that up because it's plenty of instances where the woman is really being everything that the man wants. Yeah,
that's a lot of times, I feel like.
It's a lot of times. Like,
and I'm going to say 8 times out of 10.
You getting booty on a regular. You getting it how you want it. You getting your dick sucked.
Everything.
You get cooked meals. You don't got to worry about nothing. I'm keeping myself up for you. Like, and you still like, wow, I love her so much. Let me go let me go find somebody else to have sex with.
New
I don't get
dangerous.
It. I don't understand.
I mean, I don't either. I can't explain it to you.
It's very scary. It's just super scary. Like, niggas can just like, because I feel as though when niggas cheat, they don't really cheat with their heart at all. It's really
exactly.
Just
that's
a
why niggas.
Experience.
That's why I feel like that's going to nothing. I feel like you can still love your girl and still cheat.
Absolutely. I believe that too. I think love has a little to do with it. If not, I won't say a lot, but I think it has a lot to do with respect.
I think it has
it's just a respect thing. Do you respect me enough to deny yourself of what you want to do physically and stay faithful?
Yeah.
Not do you love me enough. Of course you love me. That's whack. But anyway, I think women cheat sometimes, most of the time, because, emotional support. She's not getting what she wants at home. So she's going to look for it in other places, or it might find her. Other places may find her.
Work. That work, nigga.
Absolutely. You buy me lunch all the time. You paying attention to me. I get all dressed up and you have not said, babe, you look good.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
The nigga at work is on it, though.
On it. It be niggas out here that be on it. Not even niggas at work. Like, let me tell you. It be like, that stuff feels good sometimes. Like, you know, you just looking... You got cute and you used to your nigga not saying nothing or whatever. And then the next nigga be like, dang, is that a new lipstick? Like, my nigga. What? Like, you got my number?
Oh, shit.
Yeah. So, I mean, be on your, like, don't assume just because you bagged me means like you always think I look good. Like, continue
you gotta
to
keep
court
bagging
me.
Because there's niggas out here who are going to keep trying.
Keep bagging and keep your dick in your pants or I'm cutting it off. Like Lorena Bobbitt.
Ooh. Hey, seek help. Seek help, my brother, if you're listening. Seek help.
Also, I think niggas cheat because some women don't give the allure or give the impression that she can be lost, that he can lose her. You know what I mean? Like,
if I don't feel like you going anywhere.
If I feel like you ain't going nowhere, then I'm going to continue to do what I'm doing because I know you're going to cry and you're going to not talk to me for 2 hours and then you're going to stay.
What That's probably, women probably cheat the same way if they know they fucking with a simp ass nigga that ain't going to do shit. Giving your box to all kinds of niggas.
It's literally cheating. It's all about respect. It really has to be.
For if you cheat, if somebody cheat on you, they really think you pussy. So at that point, what are you about to do?
What are you about to do?
And I know if that shit happens to me, I'm turning the fuck up.
Okay, so let me tell you something. Why do men expect women to take them back after their quote-unquote simple mistake of cheating? But if she cheats, or if even if she goes to lunch with somebody, it's over.
Because we was doing it just to do it. Y'all was really doing it just to hurt my feelings.
Interesting.
But I mean, on some shit, like, I know, I feel like if I get in a relationship and I cheat, I mean, you just gotta know, I was doing some G shit. If she leave you, nigga, that's
on you.
You lost that. Like, I'm very big on everybody, let's be responsible for ourselves. So I know if I cheat, then that's just.
So Young Thug, we saw his tweet, right, about.
That thing made me go viral.
Huh. What did people say to you?
Oh, I was like, nigga said, bitch, I'll kill you.
Oh, no, no, no.
Oh. It was the one when he added the Monica.
Yeah.
He like, got to be done with shorty because there's no way you can have a shorty. Look, add a whole nother shorty and say we need more women like her.
What are you talking? Oh, no, no, no. Think. Which one? No, no, no. That's the one. But him and Monica are cool like on some auntie type stuff.
Okay.
Whatever. But the tweet said, I'm sure you guys know, but it said, quote, we need more women like at Monica Brown, the ones who going make a nigga do right. Sometimes y'all gotta make a nigga right. End quote. What do you think about that, Trill?
That's retarded.
Okay. I'm just glad we on the same page. That's the dumbest thing I ever heard in my life. But how old is Thug? Thug is like 20. I don't know.
I remember like 25, 26, 27.
Is he that old? I don't know why I thought.
Oh, you think he's younger than that?
I think so, I mean, but I don't know.
We can look it up.
Okay. How old is Young Thug? Because we needs to know. What kind of pizza you planning? You looking at pizza at Papa John's and Domino's?
No, that was all Uno.
Oh, Uno. Yum.
Young Thug age.
Jerrica, go ahead with your life, girl. Live your best life.
He's 26.
Like, you're too old. You're too old for this. You're way too old for this. And Nico, I wonder, I mean, okay, so when the women stay, I can't fault women for staying after being cheated on. Because you really have to make the best decision for you. I think not every single situation has a, what's the word I'm looking for? Like a general solution. Like, everybody gotta leave. I mean, of course.
I feel like it's like different levels because I feel like it's two types of cheating, though. It's, you got the affair and then you got the simple cheat. I feel like an affair, nah. I feel like you should be because that person has an emotional attachment with that person. So when they're actually, if you actually stop in an affair or whatever, like if you say, okay, I'm not gonna follow, like that was pretty much a whole relationship.
Absolutely.
That you're not in.
You're not in
anymore. So right. An affair, I feel like, I don't know if you can.
Right.
I don't know if you can take that back because that person has an emotional attachment. Like, they're still going to be thinking about that person. Now, if a nigga just hit some random ass bitch or whatever like that, I feel like, you know, nigga does have a problem, a slight problem because you know, he's fucking out here fucking random hoes and shit.
On her birthday weekend. Like, my nigga, and she's pregnant with your baby. Like, what?
That's extremely foul.
I don't get it. Also, it has been said that niggas can accidentally fall into vagina. I feel like we've talked about that before.
Drunk night. Things happening. Okay. I'm not gonna say it was an accident.
Come fall into mine. that's what
you want there.
That's what I'm here for. Or hold me down until you get it. Hold me down. Or just leave me alone. Why you bother me?
you know
you better cheat on me. I don't get it. Shit. Why? Why? Like my girl J. Cole said
That shit was when she stopped this shit.
Why you bother me? No, real life facts. Why? Just leave me alone. Because I'm really one of those women, and I know there's plenty of women out there, so I'm speaking for y'all. Well, I'm one of those women that I really don't need no nigga. I don't need no nigga to make me go throughout my days and feel good about myself. Like, I'm good, single, I'm good, taken. If you come in to be with me, be on your stuff. That's all. And if you're going to cheat on me with a dark-skinned girl with curly afro hair.
Your man, the qualifications. Right. If you were.
5'5", little booty, little boobies.
So if your man cheat on you with somebody look like you, you might be a little understanding.
I might be just a teensy bit.
You'd be like, babe, I was missing you. She kind of looked like you.
Right. You know what? I also seen a meme, and this was really funny, about something about a girl put on a wig. And I think a girl was like, I put on a wig and went to go find my man in the club. Dang, I forgot how it was worded. But basically, if you want to see if your man would cheat on you, just put on a wig that you have never worn before. Go find them out in the club. See if you can bag him. And then in the morning, after y'all get done having sex, just rip off the wig and be like, oh, so you cheated on me?
Get the fuck out. So you cheated.
Hey, dang, I know you look familiar. Yeah, nigga. Yeah, but I'm glad you cheated on somebody. Like when you cheated That's on me stupid. With me.
You cheated on me. Well, nigga, it's you. That shit will be funny.
Okay, so what? I don't. This is not a real question, but for the sake of the show, because I really don't care. But what can people do to not be cheated on?
Nothing. Okay. Ain't shit you can do.
Ain't nothing you can do. Not one thing.
It's like Jordan in the fourth, like. You can't stop it. It's, mm-hmm.
It's gonna happen.
Like really, I mean, there's really nothing you can do. Honestly, you just gotta. If they're gonna cheat. Mm-hmm. I mean, no, I'll take that back. From a guy's standpoint, with a woman, I feel like just make sure you're on your shit, so she don't go seeking from another nigga. From a woman's standpoint, I mean, unless you can morph yourself into a new bitch,
with a whole new vagina,
with a whole new everything.
Niggas are so trash.
Or if you get your nigga like a cheat pass. Niggas probably would still cheat even with a cheat pass.
No,
like,
they do.
I mean, you cheat. Let me tell you something.
People got threesomes. People have threesomes all the time. I hear all of the time, like, it's really prevalent out here. Like, threesomes, yeah. And niggas still cheat. Like, my nigga, I let you have sex with somebody else in front of me. Like, we can, yeah. Like, we can do not that together. You still, that's still not enough. What else do you need besides my foot up your ass?
Yeah. Wow. Nothing you can do. Literally nothing.
But you can also remind him that you ain't that you not the type to play with, and you will cut his dick off, and you can
violence.
That might
work,
or that could just make him more sneakier. I thought about that too because I'm pretty violent in my threats. Okay, so there you have it. Nothing you can do about cheating. Oh, we left you with some kind of hope.
Yeah, ain't nothing.
Yeah, girl, and boy. All right, time for a B&T letter.
What we got. And we appreciate y'all sending them in every week.
Yeah, man.
Dear B&T, I've been in my job for 2 years and counting, and the money is great for the most part. Things are going well. However, I feel like I'm becoming stagnant, and I want to chase my dreams. And also my supervisor, she takes my ideas for herself, and I receive no credit, and I really am sick of it. A lot of my family and friends that say that I'm overreacting and that I should just stick things out, but I am really ready to move on. What should I do? Help me. It's a good one.
Can I tell you something?
Yeah.
I didn't hear one where you just said.
Oh, so basically, shorty want to quit her job.
Mm-hmm.
Supervisor taking her ideas. She makes good money. Everybody's saying that she should stay, but she really just wants to chase her dreams.
Okay.
The wrong thing.
Okay, girl. Is your dreams going to feed you right now?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Is
there money in your dreams right now? Because you can go ahead and chase your dreams, but it might be some time until your dreams start feeding you.
Yeah.
So
if you got bread saved up and you have a plan, don't just quit with no plan. Exactly. You got to have a plan. Exactly. If you got a plan, I say do it. But if you don't got no plan, hell no. Stay there. Stack some checks. You got to be strategic out here. You just can't move crazy in this world. Everything you do got to be strategic. You got to have a plan. You got to have an execution route. You got to have.
Yeah.
If you're going to do it, have a game plan.
Yes.
And once you have that, go ahead and execute that bitch, baby.
Mm-hmm. Pray on it too,
Yeah, do that too.
Pray on it. Be patient in what you hear. Okay. Wait on the Lord. Get renewed strength. But while you're doing that, write down goals. Have you written down what you want to do? A man without written plans will fail. So yeah. Write down what you want to do. Write down how you want to get to it. Do your research. Don't just jump out here on impulse because you just fed up. All right? I know it's easier said than done. But there you have it, girl. That was pretty dry, but it's all good. Like, we're here to help with non-ignorant advice sometimes.
Yeah. You got some real shit.
Mm-hmm. You can also, depending on how your body looks, you can also strip.
Sell pussy? Oh.
You can strip. You don't have to turn tricks. You can be a stripper turned, and if your personality is
dope. Are you saying what? It's quit her job and sell and strip in the meantime? Mm-hmm. The fuck?
I guess. I mean, you give ignorant advice sometimes too. So
yeah, go ahead. Strip.
If you got stage presence.
Why can't you be a bottle girl?
Do bottle girls make as much money as strippers?
Oh, probably not.
Okay. So you got to eat. You want to, you know, move. If you live here in the Hampton Roads area, you're definitely not going to get no money from that.
I went to the strip club this weekend. Niggas and that shit. Got them counting their money, putting it back in their pocket. Like, niggas. Right.
Niggas. Yeah, they up there dancing with bikinis on. Like, yeah, you need more action.
Exactly. I can do this at the beach for free.
Absolutely.
People watch.
Yeah. Beach weekend. Word. So go ahead, girl. There you have it. Thanks for writing us. Okay. And thanks for listening.
We will be back next week, y'all. Thanks for all the support and shit.
Beautyandthetrill@gmail.com. If you have any complaints about anything Trill said that was offensive,
yeah,
we want to read it.
You know what?
Yeah, but we want to read it first before we tell you to eat a you know what. For your BNT letters, you're looking for advice, all of that. All right. Thank you, Westside Eli. Thank you for listening.
Well,